of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
On a bar stool. Kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Yes, it does. It settles in your soul.
Good
morning, everyone. Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing good. Hey, Susie Q, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Big smile.
For whatever reason.
You look vibrant today, girl.
Thank you.
Big smile. Feel happy.
Yes, I'm here. I get to hear this show. I'm excited.
You look really happy. Can we have a margarita, too?
Oh, you guys are awesome. How are you both?
Doing well.
Doing okay.
Broadcasting live from KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The phone number here is 605-4567, 530-605-4567. And we're going to go immediately to our guest, Mark Baird. And Mark has some information on a Second Amendment case he has going against the state of California. And we're going to get him on right away because we don't know how long we have him. And he's got some tremendous news on that and some information that everyone needs to hear. Hello, brother. How you doing?
Morning, Mark.
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Good to hear from you. It's all yours. Take the floor, my friend. What's going on with the case?
Well, the judge finally, after about a year, ruled on the motion to dismiss and ruled that the case is going to go forward. She cannot attack the Second Amendment claims. She'd like to, but she can't because even she admits that we have a good, if not a fair, chance of succeeding on the merits of the Second Amendment claim. And that claim is that California has legislatively banned the Second Amendment, which is just the truth. And we also have a procedural due process claim that she could not dismiss because if California has banned the Second Amendment, they've done so without due process, and there can't be any due process when it comes to an enumerated right. Now, she used some pretty tortured logic, and she wrote the opinion in order to make it very difficult to appeal. That's clearly her intent, because what she did was danced around the Second Amendment claims when it came to denying the preliminary injunction, and never did address the Second Amendment claim when she denied the preliminary injunction, except in the sense that since California has denied Second Amendment guarantees to its citizens since the Mulford Act in 1967, the original ban on the open carry of a loaded weapon, because our Republican champion of liberty, Ronald Reagan, when he was governor, signed off to ban the open carry of a loaded weapon after 15 or 20 Black Panthers were walking around the Capitol with a bunch of 410 shotguns and M1 carbines. Since that law has been in effect since 1967, she said it's not imminent or life-threatening to us, myself and the other plaintiffs, because it's quote, long-standing. Well, when you compare the fact that California has had no prohibition on the carry of weapons openly, loaded, unloaded, or otherwise in 163 years, I think that 1967 to the present kind of pales in comparison with that. But the judge is a Democratic operative, and she's a crooked liar, just like most judges in federal court are now. And so here we are. And she also ruled in a very torturous manner that, her logic is absolutely circular, that we're not being disadvantaged by the loss of the Second Amendment, because if we could show good cause, And if we could obtain a concealed carry permit, then we would still have some court case law. And the Supreme Court said that, you know, the core right of this and the core right of that. Well, when you read the Second Amendment, there is no core right. It is a right. It's a right all the way from beginning to end. It's a right through and through. It's always been a right. It's a pre-governmental right, according to William Blackstone. It's a pre-governmental right, and it's an absolute right. So there is no core to the Second Amendment. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, whether that's for self-defense or squirrel shooting or just because you want to or just because you feel like you need to. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, California addresses keep. You can have a gun in your house, but they deny your right to bear. And the judge totally confuses that logic. She refers to the Ninth Circuit four-step interest balancing two-prong test where public interest has to be weighed against individual rights. And guess what? The public interest is always going to win because all the state has to do is say, oh, we have to keep you safe, and the way we keep you safe is disarming you, which flies in the face of Satano v. Mass. It flies in the face of U.S. Cruikshank v. U.S. It flies in the face of Heller. Flies in the face of McDonald v. Chicago. It flies in the face of all of those things. But the Ninth Circuit completely ignores the Supreme Court whenever it wants to, and it has constructed a two-prong test. Number one, how close did law come to burdening a core right? And number two, is it more worthwhile for you to have the right than it is for the state to be able to claim they're keeping you safe?
What?
And it, and all, yeah.
That was her logic.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
If the state is interested in keeping you safe, then you have no right. You have no rights under the Bill of Rights. Let's say you go out in front of the school and you protest the fact that your children are being taught the joys of the transgender lifestyle in elementary school, which they are in California, mm-hmm. and you protest that, and it makes people angry, and they start getting mad, and they start saying, like Black Lives Matter does, or like any number of these left-wing groups do, that free speech is hate speech, then all the state has to do is say, hey, we need to keep you safe, therefore you can't say these things. There's no difference here. Look. Your right to, as a free individual, hangs in the balance right here, right now. And if you don't think that, you're a fool. Because all the state has to do in California is say it's more worthwhile for us to keep you safe than it is for you to have rights. And that's what they do in these Second Amendment cases, and that's what they're starting to do in First Amendment cases. And let me tell you, if you don't have a Second Amendment, you have no ability to protect the rest of the Bill of Rights.
Boy, is that
and
the
remember
truth.
One thing. The Bill of Rights was constructed for one reason. One reason and one reason only. And that is to prevent government interference with the rights of the individuals. In other words, the Bill of Rights are those rights that are inalienable, pre-governmental, God-given rights that are above government's policy table. Governments have no jurisdiction to interfere in the Bill of Rights because if it is a right, it requires no permission. If it is a permission, it is not a right. Well, you have no Second Amendment right in California because your ability to carry and defend yourself is utterly, wholly, and 100% dependent upon meeting conditions, for example, county of residence, background checks, show good cause, the want and will of the sheriff to issue permits. So you have no right in California. It is all a permission. Now remember, in the last 2 years, two different sheriffs have been under investigation for pay for permit schemes.
Mark,
where if you make big donations to their election,
Mark,
then they will give you a permit. Yeah.
I want to come back to that after the break, but we have to take a break. So I want to come back to the sheriffs. That you were just talking about. That's a great, great point. Great point. And they were taking money. So I want to come back to that. Okay, everyone. Well, we're going to go off to our first break. Time has come.
4:51.
Let's get her done.
Up in
in the hills of Northern California. We believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Good morning. We're live. Are we live? We're live. If we are on live, we're back. We're having some technical difficulties this morning, but that's okay because she's working through
it. She is, and she's talking to herself.
She's working this antiquated machinery, and it's just trying to keep it going.
Yes, I had a woman that had a very interesting conversation with me while I was in the middle of commercial break, and I had to cut her off. And I am so sorry. She was talking about Shasta College, and I had to get back to the show. So here I am, and here we are, and you're on live.
There you go.
We're
happening. Okay, let's
go
back to
that,
Mark. We need to go back to Mark.
Mark, you were talking about these sheriffs that were under investigation for basically taking bribes to give CCWs out. Can you expound on that? That's horrific.
Well, there was the Los Angeles County Sheriff, of course, who was implicated in a scheme where he rewarded big political donors with concealed carry permits. And then the Santa Clara Sheriff is right now under investigation. And one of her captains has already pled guilty to the pay-for-permit scheme, where if you contribute a considerable amount of money to her political campaign, then you would probably be awarded a concealed carry permit. And that, to me, is even more evidence that whenever you trust the rights of the people to single state actors or agents with no right to appeal and no ability to go over their head, no way to circumvent their decisions, then you're giving your right up. And, of course, we don't want to do that. So the judge also held that and this was an interesting sentence, there is no controlling authority that has held that Second Amendment right protects the individual's right to open carry. What a crazy thing to say. There is no controlling authority. Well, the controlling authority over the rights of the people is the Lord God Almighty. It isn't government at all, because if government controls the rights of the people, then they're not rights. But this judge continues to do that again and again and again and again and again through this this opinion. She does say that the plaintiffs raise serious constitutional questions that the court has to find in light of the likelihood that the Ninth Circuit will further clarify the scope of the Second Amendment. So now the Ninth Circuit is going to tell us what the Second Amendment says.
Man.
Well, I don't know about you, but I can read and speak English. And when I read and speak, when I read the Second Amendment, it says, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't need the Ninth Circuit to further clarify that for me. I don't need a controlling authority to tell me whether or not I have the human right to defend my life and the lives of those who cannot defend themselves outside of my home and in the public arena. I mean, if you don't have the right to self-defense outside your home, then I guess you better hide in your house for the rest of your life. And especially in light of the fact that the government itself has no duty and no responsibility to protect you from crime or violence or anything else. And further, they will suffer no liability for failing to protect you, even though they know a direct threat exists. In addition to the fact that the leftist state of California, along with every leftist major city, is in the middle of a defund the police campaign. So they want to defund the police. The Los Angeles mayor, Garcetti, has already taken $150 million out of the police budget. He's not responsible to protect you anyway. But then, in addition to that, he wants to take your gun away, and you have no right to protect yourself. I'm just kind of curious. How does that logic pan out for people who find themselves in need of self-defense?
Now, the judge did state at the beginning of this program. He said that the judge said that that legislatively we have no Second Amendment right in the state of California. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Well, we don't because
Penal Code 25850.
Well, that's what she's saying. I mean, Penal Code 25850 says you cannot carry a loaded weapon openly in the state of California. Penal Code 26350 says you can't carry an unloaded weapon openly in the state of California. 26400 says you cannot carry an unloaded rifle in the state of California. And the only ability you have to carry a weapon in the state of California is dependent upon a local sheriff or police chief under Penal Code 25150, and that is wholly dependent on your ability to show good cause, and self-defense is not considered good cause. So there are some counties where you can get a permit, and some counties where you can't, and some counties where you never will. So how is that a Second Amendment guarantee in anybody's book?
You're right.
You have to ask these people for permission, and they could say no, and they say no all the time. In fact, one of the other plaintiffs in the case, has been denied his ability to carry concealed or carry openly. So he's been denied by the single state actor with no right of appeal, no method of appeal, and also county sheriff's 26-1. It's Penal Code 26-150. I misspoke. Well, 26150B2
right.
And 26155B2 give sheriffs and police chiefs the ability to, on a may-issue basis, provided you meet the good cause requirements, the residence requirements, you can pay, jump through all the hoops, go to all the training they require, or any training they require for that matter, they could issue you an open carry permit, which is valid only in the county of your residence. So even if you could get one of these permits, oh, and by the way, I did a FOIA request, and no such permit has ever been issued in any of California's 58 counties ever since the Mulford Act. Not ever.
And that would be a population under 200,000. Is that what the law?
Oh, also you have to, right. Also, you have to live in a county of under 200,000.
Under 200,000, right.
So let's say you could get a permit in Siskiyou County, which is under 200,000.
Sure.
You would be arrested in Shasta County for carrying that same weapon. Let's say you could ask for a permit in every single county in California under 200,000 people, which you can't, because you have to be a resident of that county. You'd not only have to apply in all of the counties, but you have to sprout wings to fly over the counties that would arrest you for exercising your Second Amendment guarantee. And remember, the Constitution does not give rights to anyone. You're born with the rights that God gives you, and the Constitution merely guarantees your freedom from government interference. Now, this judge denies that openly. In fact, she got pretty mad about it when our attorney told her that this is a pre-constitutional right. She denied that openly. She said, there are no pre-constitutional rights. In other words, rights were given you by the Constitution, and what is given you by government can be taken away by government. And I think everyone that's listening to this program should be very fearful of that concept. Because if government gives you everything in your life, then government can take it away. Now, if you doubt that, the governor of California has taken away your Fourth Amendment right to property. If you own a piece of property and you have a deadbeat renter, you cannot evict that person. You know how he did it? He ordered the courts not to subpoena deadbeats for unlawful detainer hearings. So you now can own a piece of property, you can have a person squatting there or living there that you literally, legally cannot get rid of, and if you try to harass that person into leaving your property, he will end up owning your property.
So what you're saying,
California, you have no First Amendment right, you have no Second Amendment right, and you have no Fourth Amendment right.
Right.
You also don't have a Fifth Amendment right, because the right to a speedy trial certainly doesn't exist when you're talking about constitutional guarantees. We've been 1 year just to get to the motion to dismiss.
Right. And, you know, we have about one more minute, and then we'll go off to our break, and we need to hold you over, brother, if you can stay. But I do have a question about that. You know, when you see the governor and the executive branch saying, hey, judicial branch, this is what you need to do, and hey, legislative branch, this is what we're doing, where's the separation of powers here?
Well, I got to say, when you appoint a person a king, don't be surprised when he starts acting like one.
And isn't that amazing? And our county has been shameful, shameful on this whole thing with the executive orders on closing the county, or that it's a law. Is it a law that you have to wear a mask? Of course it's not a law. I'm going to close it out with one quick thing here that I thought was kind of funny. A friend of mine ran into a lady the other day. He was talking to her, and she had a mask on, and she couldn't hear him. So she said, hold on a minute. She took her mask off so she could hear. So that must mean she breathes through her eyelids or something. I'm not really sure how that works. But anyway, my friend, we're going to go off to a break. So we'll be back in about 2 minutes here. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Sue likes this song.
You bet.
She likes this song. She's moving and grooving in there. Well, we're broadcasting live here from KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5, where the music does sound better. If you have a question for Mark Baird, the phone number is 530-605-4567, 605-4567. Also, I would like to announce that coming up on Saturday, September the 12th, next Saturday between 5 and 9 o'clock, everybody head down to Cottonwood. They're having the Cottonwood Cruise. It's going to be a night of fun. Bring your ice chest, your lawn chair. Come and enjoy the festivities. It'll be great. They'll be cruising Main Street and Front Street with a lot of very, very, very nice older cars. And all
American Graffiti
stuff.
Style, right?
American Graffiti style.
There you go.
So, yeah. It should be a lot of fun. Anyway, that's 9 to 5, Saturday, September the 12th. Next Saturday, be out there. Don't be a square. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
All righty. Well, I mean, you know, you just, the idea of no controlling authority, I mean, that just blew my mind when you said the judge said that. I mean, folks, this is what's going on in our country and in our state. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? And what now? Also, when is the next time that you're going to be able to go back to court? Has that been settled? Is there anything else going on? What's the next move here? What's the next move?
Well, the next move is the scheduling conference for the trial itself, you know, for the hearing itself over the Second Amendment claims. But, you know, there's still more to this because the judge also declares that there is no controlling authority who have allowed the Second Amendment to be a right. But then she goes on to say that Second Amendment law is evolving. In other words, there's that living document
there
principle again.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you take the plaintiff's allegations as true, the challenge statutes effectively ban open carry in California, except in the case of immediate danger occurring directly outside one's home. So, you know, the Ninth Circuit needs to really clarify what the Second Amendment means in light of the public interest and balance that against the public interest to keep you safe and to keep everyone safe. And did I mention keeping people safe yet? So if the plaintiffs do not argue this in depth, then the balance of hardships would weigh in the state's favor because the state has more of an interest in keeping you safe than you have in protecting yourself or enjoying the rights that God has given you and that are codified in the Second Amendment. And so if you concede that the Second Amendment is law, you're hosed, you're done, it's over. If you stand above that and say the Second Amendment is not law, the Second Amendment is a right given you by God that may not be interfered with, may not be taken by government, may not be altered by government, without taking advantage of the amendment process to the Constitution, at least. And in my opinion, it can't be altered by government even then, because every animal has the right to Second Amendment or to self-defense, whether you're in your house or out of your house or in the immediate vicinity of your house or 10,000 miles from your house. Every animal will protect themselves when in danger, and unfortunately, human beings require weapons to do that because we don't have claws and big fangs.
Well, so, Mark, as the judges are, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't the judges at the top of the food chain for law enforcement in the state of California?
No, the Attorney General is technically at the top of the food chain for law enforcement under Article 5 of the California Constitution.
But then
all sheriffs work for the Attorney General.
Okay, but then the judges adjudicate the cases that come before them, so wouldn't they – is the Attorney General above them for that? Because the buck stops with them, right? I mean, truly, the buck stops with the judges. So,
well, yeah, the buck in adjudication stops with the United States Supreme Court in theory. But the way California's rigged the deal, you're never going to get there.
That's right. So if they're going to be taking those rights and those privileges and our foundation away from us to be able to do that, and they're going to step in and substitute as the caregiver of all the sovereign citizens in the state, the judges I'm speaking of, then they are the ones who are ultimately responsible for our safety. And since they are abjectly failing our safety, then they need to be removed from office. They're failing. So we need to turn the tables on them any way we can, using their actions, using their words, using everything that they have been doing against them on our own behalf.
Well, yeah, I mean, fundamentally, that's all true. But here's the reality of the situation. In 240 years, there have only been one, two, maybe three federal judges removed for cause. Just not
right.
going to happen.
Because they all protect themselves.
Well, they protect each other, and it's the same thing that that happens with the Supreme Court. There are 4,000 cases that are applied to the Supreme Court for rehearing every single year, and they might hear 80 of them.
Right.
So you got about a 5 in 4,000 chance of having your case heard at the Supreme Court anyway.
Right.
I mean, you know, look, here's the deal. There is no justice here. We're not talking about justice because there isn't any. We're not talking about liberty because you've already lost that. We squandered it. We allowed it to go. We allowed King Newsom and King Brown and King Reagan and all the other kings that have been in charge of California for the last probably 75 years to take your liberty away. They've taken it. It's gone. You have none. You have to ask them for everything now. They can come in your house. They can take what they want. They can take your house if they want to. They can take your property if they want to. They have. Over the Wuhan, China bioweapons lab virus. They've taken your property away from you. You cannot not evict a tenant for failing to pay what he has contractually agreed to pay you. So they've interfered in contract law, which is against the Article 1, Section 8, Clause 10, I believe. They've interfered with contract law. That's in violation of the California Constitution and the United States Constitution. They violated the Fourth Amendment, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, Ninth and Tenth Amendment don't even enter into their thought process.
14th Amendment.
So none of the first 10 apply. The 14th Amendment is a joke. So none of those amendments apply here. And here's my question. You know, we're trying to do something about this in a legal, moral, ethical, and peaceful way, Richard and myself, with the help of our attorneys. And it's costing a lot of money. I mean, and quite frankly, we're having hard times too. My wife and I are not rich. I don't think Richard and his wife are rich either. And we're trying to get this done for everyone because, you know, quite frankly, for myself, it's not an issue. I'm going to exercise my rights that my God gave me anyway. I'm not asking permission. What I'm trying to do is find a legal, moral, and ethical way to allow everyone else to do the same thing that I'm already going to do. But we could use a little help here. You know, all I'm saying is if you want to sit on your keister listening to the radio or watching TV for the rest of your life, hoping somebody's going to figure this out for you, you're probably on the wrong track.
Well, Mark, too, on top of that, as far as the funding part of it, if people want to help fund the court case, which they absolutely should, they can make their checks out to PECAN, P-E-C-A-N, and then write on the memo part of the check, write 2A, and then mail it to P.O. Box 751, Palisadro, 96073. Again, 96073.
And by the way, this goes to the attorney. I don't touch it. I don't have access to any checkbooks. I don't write checks. I don't know how much money is in that. I don't ever see the money.
There are only two people that see the money: the person that collects the checks at the post office and the person who writes the checks from the accounting. So Mark never sees any of this stuff. He never has, never will.
And the attorney who receives it.
Oh, three people. Yeah, and the attorney who receives it.
You know, and Mark, you know, the reason I even brought up the 14th Amendment is that Amy did make an argument on the 14th Amendment. What was that argument?
Well, the 14th Amendment is the due process clause. It's a federal due process clause that applies specifically to the states. In other words, the 14th Amendment, look, was one of the best amendments and one of the worst amendments ever forced upon the states, because that's how it was enacted. And California didn't ratify the 14th Amendment until the 1950s, by the way.
Right.
So what it was an attempt to force the states to observe the due process clause that's already in the United States Constitution,
right,
by saying that you can't take someone's life, liberty, or property without just compensation or due process. So if you own something, a house, a car, a can of soup, or a gun, the state has no ability to come and just take your property without some kind of lawful enactment or lawful thing happening. And what has happened here is, you know, I purchased a firearm, I own it lawfully, I use it lawfully, I use it for legal purposes, and what the state has said is, you can't carry that firearm. And if you do carry it, you have to ask permission to carry it, you have to jump through a bunch of hoops, you have to live where you carry it. There's one agent that works for the state that will either approve or deny your ability to carry it, and he can require you to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, before he says yes to you carrying it. And so if I cross the county line, then the next person would arrest me for lawfully possessing and lawfully using the property that I purchased lawfully and own lawfully. And that wouldn't be the case with anything else except a firearm. So what we're saying is the state does not have the ability to tell us how we use or how we carry property which we lawfully purchased and lawfully own and use for in lawful pursuits.
Mark,
that's
we have a phone caller here who called in, and when they wanted you to repeat the address that they send the check for the Second Amendment court case to PECAN, can you repeat that again?
Yes. So make it out for lots of money. Anyway, right on your check, make it out to PECAN, P-E-C-A-N, like the nut, PECAN, P-E-C-A-N. And then in the memo portion of your check, on the bottom left-hand part of your check, write 2A for Second Amendment. Just write 2A there. And then mail it to P.O. Box 751, Palisadro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, California, 96073.
So with that, we've got to go off to a break. We've got one more segment with Mark Baird. All right, my brother, hang on, because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. As long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer at a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometimes
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Shasta College Community Speaker Series proudly hosts a talk by Fox News panelist and NPR political correspondent Mara Lizon via online webinar on September 10th at 6 p.m. Ms. Lizon will provide an engaging evaluation of American politics and the 2020 upcoming election, followed by a Q&A session. The event is free and open to the public. Get your tickets at maralizon.eventbrite.com. This event is a joint effort by the Shasta College Foundation, the McConnell Foundation, and the Women's Fund. For more information, please visit www.shastacollege.edu/foundation or maralizon.eventbrite.com.
Oh man, it's that old man, spent his life living off the land. Steady hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars. Fuel, it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on the farm. Never fried tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag, and the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing and he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
Made in America. Perfect. All right. Before we get back to Mark here real quick, one of our chat room participants wrote in and said, hey, Tulsa is no longer in the USA because of a challenge of jurisdiction. So maybe we should look into that.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa. That's what I said. Just as Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Tulsa is no longer in the USA because of a challenge of jurisdiction. I don't know, but maybe we could get away with that with 23 counties.
Maybe that person could expand on the chat room a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Or call in.
Just share
605-4567, 605-4567.
I'd like to hear from people that went out on the lake yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, the pictures and the video and everything else, you know, the Trump flotilla they had on Shasta Lake and as well as across the USA. You know, they had them everywhere. They had 4,000 boats on, I think it was Lake Victoria in Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
4,000 boats. Two sank. I don't know what the parameters were there, whether they were overloaded or got drenched by big waves or forgot to put their plug in, but you just never know what the circumstances were. But 4,000 boats on one lake.
Yeah, I actually heard on mainstream news this morning that his approval rating was 52%, highest since his inaugural speech in 2017.
Hmm. Awesome.
52%.
52. Well.
Yeah. Go figure.
Go figure, yep.
Kemosabe, you're still with us. You've got about 7 minutes, sir. Take us home on this thing.
Well, in the conclusion, the judge denies the preliminary injunction by saying that the harm appears, in other words, the lack of Second Amendment guarantee appears to render little harm to the plaintiffs outside of the inherent harm imposed by the violation of their Second Amendment rights. For these reasons, following the Ninth Circuit's guidance, and also the available options for self-defense, the plaintiffs have not shown that the balance of hardships tips in their favor. That's how the court deals with your God-given inalienable rights. That's how they do it. And they deny justice every single day to every single one of you. And if it's not the Second Amendment that's your passion, then you ought to look at the First Amendment, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Eighth, Ninth, and Tenth. I mean, you know, they're all there. And you're being denied those rights every day by judges who pontificate from the bench and who decide what's important in the Constitution to you versus to them. And I might add, when they talk about the living document, they're not talking about how long a senator serves or how long a representative serves. They're not talking about the part where the president is elected on a certain day and so on and so forth. They're talking about the Bill of Rights. The only place where the Constitution is a living document is where you, the people, have guarantees against government intrusion and government in your life. That's the part they consider the living document. You're being stripped of your liberty every day. We have little, if any, left. And I'm asking you, what do you stand for? Do you stand for anything? Or are you going to sit in your house and just watch this happen and then try to apologize to your ancestors, if you ever see them later, for squandering the gifts that they paid for with their lives, with their blood, with their treasure? I say not on my watch. What do you say?
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I think a lot more people are looking at that, especially a lot of our younger people. I know last night there was an issue with Black Lives Matter and Antifa going to different towns. And I can tell you for a fact, the counties of Jefferson had militia out on the street looking around, which needs to be done. And, you know, really and truly, folks, you know, we're going to, you know, if the police join us, they join us. If they don't, they don't. If the sheriff join us, they join us. If they don't, they don't. This has really gotten to a level and a point where, as Mark says, it's going to be up to us. We need to be the ones doing that. It's nice to see that a lot of people are doing that. There's a multifaceted situation now to where people are standing up saying, no, we've had enough. I mean, the real deal is that, you know, we have to tell Sacramento to pound sand. All of us do.
Amen.
Period. Just pound sand. We're not going to do this anymore. We're not complying. You go to hell.
And
you go to hell because we're not going to do this anymore.
We do it locally as well.
That's right. So if you want to have these paper hanging SOBs, by the way, paper hanging used to be something to where the counterfeiters, which is what they do, the counterfeiters would hang and dry their money. If you are willing to let these SOBs take away your rights, what are they doing to your children? And I think that's the thing that's really woken up a lot of young people and a lot of young families, a lot of wonderful young mothers who are standing up and leading the charge. Alyssa McEwen, you know, you look at people like Melody Fowler. You look at her, you know, her sister Melissa, all these great people that are out there, Carlos Zapata, you know, Jesse Lane, all these great young people that are out there fighting this thing. Dr. Cordy Williams. I mean, they're out there doing the thing. They're getting in front. They're saying, no, we won't do this. No, we won't do this. No, we won't do this. When you have someone like Johansson, who is a senator, who's probably, I guess I would say that Johansson is probably close to 80 now. And here's a guy who stands here in front of the Board of Supervisors and said he's ashamed of them, and the sheriff should stop, just say, hey, if you want to have us, you want to close us down, you want to take our rights from us, you want to do this and take all our liberty from us, then the sheriff will stand at the county line and say, come and get us. Come and get us. Because this is the end game, everybody. And if you think that when the election is over, that this is all going to stop, think again. It's going to be magnified. If you can sit home and watch TV or sit home or go with your friends and have a latte or sit down and go, oh, not talk about these things because I just can't do this anymore. Get over it. Because even if you sit on your couch, they're coming to get you. They're coming to get you. Mark, you've got about 4 minutes. You got the last word, buddy.
Well, I mean, that is the last word. It's happening already. It's happened to all of our communities. I mean, my business will probably close because of the state mandated order to destroy the economy in rural California and most of urban California as well. So what's, you know, where's the just compensation for property loss? Where's the replacement for income lost? You know, you have property, you can't evict a renter, you have businesses you can't do business in, and the state offers no relief to that. They simply issue the dictate, and you're supposed to lose, and you do lose, and no one seems to care too much about it. I mean, there have been a few demonstrations, but pretty much I think it's been basically a whimper, and that tells me something. And I personally will act accordingly. I'm not asking anybody to do anything. I'm not telling anybody to do anything except examine your conscience and see how important is your liberty to you. And if we can find some common purpose here, there's a lot that can be done. I'm telling you, if we could show up in Sacramento with 100 or 150 or 200,000 people one time, we could win something here. But if we keep showing up with the same 1,500 people or 500 people or 20 people that do all the work, then this is going to devolve in a way that's very predictable to me. And it's the way it's been going for quite some time.
And remember, it's not just one person. It's the cause. It's everyone. Everybody has to get engaged, as Mark said. What we need to do is we need to set up community watches. We need to set up – we got a call from Nevada yesterday. I heard that the Nevada militia is now changing their name to Neighborhood Community Watches. Everybody in your neighborhood, get to know your neighbor. Hey, if you haven't stocked up on ammunition, you better stock up. If you haven't stocked up already, you better get to it.
Medical supplies.
The real deal is, folks.
I'm not talking about masks.
Yeah, this isn't Kansas anymore. You know, the Board of Supervisors is out of line here, out of line. I mean, we have people like Steve Morgan who took money from a big group to say he would help open up Shasta County, then changed his mind. Then he changed his mind after he got the money. That's what we're hearing. I mean, you know, those kinds of people, are those the people you want to elect? Sheriff McGreeny, you supported this guy? You actually endorsed him? The smart move probably would have just been to not say anything. Or did you just not know that? The real deal is we need to stand up. We need to stand up now. You need to get with your communities, your neighbors, all that good stuff. Make sure that you're ready for just about anything, because just about anything is going to happen. If you think it's not, then you don't live in reality. Mark, we got a minute left, brother. Shoot away.
Well, that's I don't know what else to say. Your liberty is yours to win or lose. It's yours to give away if that's what you want to do. It can't be taken from you because it's given you by someone who is demanding of more respect and someone who you ought to be more fearful of than government. If you're afraid of government, but you're not afraid of the guy who can throw your soul into hell forever, there's something wrong with your thinking. My rights come from God. I'm not